The new faith spread rapidly along the trade routes of India. So that when this sculpture of Tara was made around 800 AD, Sri Lanka had been predominantly Buddhist for over 1,000 years. The particular strand of Buddhism that flourished in Sri Lanka at this time gave a special place to divine beings called bodhisattvas who could help the faithful live better lives. Tara is one of them.
Now, who exactly is this Buddhist image called Tara?
Professor Richard Gombrich, a leading expert on Buddhist history and thought.
She's a personification. She represents in person, symbolically, the power of a Buddha to save you, to take you across the ocean, which is this world, into which, according to most Buddhists, you are continually reborn until you find your way out. There's a particular future Buddha, Bodhisattva, called Avalokiteshvara, and he's first found in texts which probably date from the 1st century AD. Initially, he operates by himself, but after a few centuries, the idea came that his power to save could be personified as a goddess. She represents his compassion and his power. Tara is simply an aspect of Avalokiteshvara.